Tango is today, the world over, more popular than ever. In almost all of the world's major cities, somewhere every night, a tanguero, a tango dancer, can find a milonga, not just a type of tango, but also the general term for dance. Paris is the second home of the tango. Berlin hosts a huge tango festival every summer. In Finland, the Finns seem to believe that they invented tango. In Toronto, there's a milonga every night somewhere. And in Montreal, there are live tango bands. Tango has evolved, both as music and as a dance. The new form of tango is called tango nuevo, new tango. It includes new dance figures, borrowed from other dances, and new musical instruments, including the instruments of rock bands. The performer and composer who, more than anyone else, created tango nuevo was the famous Astor Piazzolla. As a very young man, Piazzolla played with some of the famous tango bands of the 40s. He composed Libertango in the 70s. The version of Libertango you hear is taken from a recording by the present-day tango band Sexteto Mayor. And now, once more, our dancers.
Tango, 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 tango.